今天的讲题是罗马书全景。
Today's topic is panoramic view of the book of Romans.
我要讲四个要点。
Okay, I wanted to talk about four important topics.
我们知道罗马书啊是圣经里面讲到救恩、讲到 salvation、讲的最完整的、最清楚的一本书。
Yeah, as you know, the book of Romans is very complete in its description of the salvation or salvation.
我们可以说它是救恩的手册。
We can say that the Romans is a handbook to our salvation.
我有四个要点。
I have four important.
罗马书里面最重要的讲到救恩的有四个要点。
We have four important points in the book of Romans on
salvation. 第一点就是讲到定罪。
First is on the subject of condemnation.
为什么一开始就讲到定罪呢？
Why do we talk about condemnation to start with?
定罪就是告诉我们救恩，我们都需要救恩，说出救恩的需要。
The condemnation points to our need for salvation.
这个英文的翻译怎么念？我不会念这个很好的翻译。
The English translation is to articulate the need for salvation.
Articulate the need of salvation. Wonderful. 好，第二点就是讲到称义。
The second point is justification.
这个第二啊，就是讲到救恩的成全。
The justification is also to clarify or to articulate the completion of salvation.
救恩是怎么样？神怎么样给我们预备好的？
How does God prepare us for salvation?
这个非常重要。
That's very important.
因为有了第一点，一定需要第二点。
Once we have the first point, which is condemnation, we must have the second point, which is.
我们都被定罪了，我们怎么样能够得到救恩呢？
Once we have been condemned, how we can be saved?
这个字啊，这几个英文字都是很长的字啊 ，condemnation， 然后是 justification 啊，定罪，然后称义。第三点
，third point，
就是成圣
，sanctification，
这是讲到救恩的范围，救恩的范围。
This is about the extent of the salvation.
神给我们的救恩不是单单说我们这个被定罪的人算作没有罪就算了。
The message of salvation is not just to justify that we saved, and that's it.
它是要帮助我们真正的变成没有罪，那就是成圣。
It is to help us to understand that we are no more in sin.
那就是成圣。
And then so we can be righteous and be sanctified.
第四点就是讲到救恩的目的。
This fourth point is the point of glorification.
讲到救恩最终的目的是什么？
This is the ultimate purpose of salvation.
我们中国人很多人喜欢喝茶。
The Chinese would like to drink tea.
这个喝茶的人很有讲究的。
There's a lot of related things on tea.
喝茶有四件要紧的事。
There's four different things about drinking tea.
第一啊，这个茶泡出来啊，要颜色好看。
Okay, the first thing about tea drinking is you must have good color.
Good color.
Yeah.
第二呢，这个茶端到身边呢，先不喝，先闻一闻，闻那个味道好不好
？The second point about tea drinking is the smell of the tea.
Smell 这个味道很重要。
The aroma is
还有第三点
，the third point
就是这个茶喝到嘴巴里啊，这个味道好不好
？The third point is whether if it's tasteful the tea.
有些茶喝了真是非常好喝。
Some tea, once you drink it, is very nice.
第四呢，就是喝到肚子里啊，对你身体好不好，营养好不好。
The fourth point is once you're enter your body, is it good for your body?
所以一个好的茶呢，这个四点都是很重要。
Good tea must have these four points.
第一点要通过你的眼睛看起来好看。
You must have to go through your eyes.
第二要通过你的鼻子闻起来好闻。
Second, you have to go through your nose to see if it smells good.
第三个呢，要通过你的嘴、你的舌头味道好不好。
The third is to go through your mouth for taste.
然后呢，是要通过你的胃，然后吃了以后消化对你身体好不好。
Once it has to go through your stomach to see if it's healthy to your body.
这不单是对茶是这样，你有些人喜欢喝咖啡也是这样。
It's not only for tea, but for same thing for coffee as well.
有些人很会冲咖啡。
Some people can really understand coffee drinking.
花很多的功夫预备这一杯咖啡。
Spend a lot of time preparing for coffee.
你看那个咖啡看着就很好看。
When you see the coffee, it looks very nice.
哎呀，香得不得了。
Oh, and then it smells good.
很好喝。
Good to taste.
对身体很好。
Also good to the body.
我们中间有很多人很会煮菜的啊。
Amongst you, there are many who can cook very well.
我每次来都吃了很多很好吃的菜。
Every time I come, I say it tastes like.
昨天那个 Anderson 的那条鱼啊，这么大，是海里面钓来的，是非常好啊。
Last night I had the Anderson's fish, big fish.
这个胡太太的那个炸酱，哎呀，到现在我还回味无穷，非常好。
I also have, Mrs. Hu's.
还有好多人，还有好多人做了很好吃的菜。
There are many other good.
我们中国人讲叫好菜呀、啊，我们中国人很喜欢吃这个好菜呀、啊，要色香味。
The Chinese saying about good culinary skills is you must have a good smell, taste, smell. Looks good first.
Now smells good. Now tastes good.
Tastes good.
然后很好的营养。
Very healthy.
站在我旁边的这个人是一个很有福气的人。
The one standing next to me is blessed.
因为他的太太 Anna 很会做菜。
Because Anna is a good cook.
Anna 就坐在这里。我吃过好几次他做的东西。
I have tasted many times.
我偶尔才能够吃到。
Only occasional.
他是天天吃到。
I eat it every day.
他是很有福气的。
He's blessed.
我这个讲到四点。
I have four points.
我们罗马书里面也有四点。
Also have four points in the book Romans.
大家跟我一起讲一讲好不好？我这个大纲啊。
Let's recite together.
你讲中，你会中文的就请你讲中文，然后呢，接着就讲英文，好不好
？If you can speak Chinese, speak in Chinese, and then.
第一是定罪。
Versus condemnation.
Okay. 说出救恩的需要。
Articulate the completion of salvation.
The need of salvation.
Oh, the need of salvation.
第二，称义。
Second, articulate the completion of salvation.
Justification. Okay.
Justification.
第三， third, 成圣。
Sanctification.
说出救恩的范围。
Articulate the extent of salvation.
第四。
The four.
得荣。
Glorification.
得荣就是得荣耀的简写，因为都是两个字嘛，排的比较好看，所以得荣就是得荣耀。Glorification. 说出救恩的目的。
Articulate the purpose of salvation.
好的，我现在要请大家看几处的圣经，每一处支持一个 point. OK, 好，第一个，请看罗马书第三章第二十三节。
Romans 3, chapter 3, verse 23.
这是罗马书里面非常有名的一节圣经。
This is a very well-known verse in Romans.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
这是讲到全世界的人都犯了罪。
It's talking about the whole world is in sin.
我们都被定罪了，所以我们需要神的救恩。
We have all sinned, therefore we need God's salvation.
第二点，
the second point.
请看二十四节。
Verse 24.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
24, and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
这只讲到称义，白白的称义。
This is about justification, freely justified.
Freely, 这个白白的意思就是说不是我们自己努力。
This is not about our own effort.
因为耶稣基督的缘故，我们就白白的信靠他，就可以得到神的救恩。
Because of Christ, Jesus Christ, we are freely justified.
我们再看第二十八节。
Look at verse 28.
所以我们看定了，保罗讲的非常肯定，看定了，我们看定了，人称义是因为相信，因为信，信靠耶稣，不在乎遵行律法。
For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law.
很多人他们都认为一个人要得救，得到神给我们的救恩，就是要做好事。
Many people believe to be saved, you must do a lot of good works.
要遵行神的律法。
Must abide or observe the law.
所以有人知道圣经里面讲到的 Ten Commandments, 十条诫命。
The Bible talks about the Ten Commandments.
我们就遵守第一条、第二条、第三条，一直到十条，每条都要天天注意遵守。
So we must obey the Ten Commands from.
有没有人能够完全遵守呢？
Does any man can follow all ten commandments?
没有一个人能够完全遵守。
Not everyone can completely follow.
圣经上讲到神的律法很多。
There's many laws and regulations in the.
十诫就是最重要的十条。
The most important are the ten commandments.
另外还有几十条、几百条。
There are also multiple laws.
没有一个人能够完全遵守。
Not anyone can. Follow all the laws.
你只要犯了一条，就是等于所有的律法都犯了。
If you disobey one, it means you have disobeyed all.
我们从小开始长大，活了几十年，只要有一次犯了，就等于是完全都犯了。
You were growing up as a child, and once you have committed one wrongdoing, then you have committed all.
所以没有一个人能够靠着遵循律法。
So there's no one that can follow the.
所以保罗在这里说，我们看定了，看定了，一定不会错的，绝对是这样的。我们看定了，人称义是因着信，这个信就是相信耶稣基督。
We have determined that this is the way. It's not about following the law, but.
好，我们再看第三点，成圣。
The third point is sanctification.
第六章第十九节。
Verse 6:19.
第六章第十九节。
Chapter 6:19.
我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说。下面是重要的话：你们从前怎样？叫肢体，就是我们的身体啊，我们的手脚，我们的五官的各方面的，将我们的这一切献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法。意思就是说，我们从前呢，把我们的身体的一切都用来去犯罪，因为没有遵循神的话，就是成为犯罪的工具。现今呢，我们从前是那样，现在呢，我们也要照样。把我们的肢体献给义啊，做奴仆，以至于成圣。这里讲到成圣。
I put this in human terms because you are weak in your natural self, just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to impurity and to ever increasing wickedness. So now offer them in slavery to righteousness leading to holiness.
这个成圣的意思就是说，你把你的身体献给神，啊，我现在为神而活，啊，就是渐渐的就成为圣洁。
Sanctification means to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice so that you may be sanctified and be holy.
第四点呢，就是讲到我们基督徒将来的荣耀。
The fourth point is the glorification.
我们看八章第三十节。
Romans 8, verse 30.
罗马书第八章第三十节。
Chapter 8:30.
这里讲到神的那个永远的计划。
This talks about the eternal plan of God.
神呼召一些人做基督徒。
God has called predestined people.
然后一步一步的赐福给他们。
And then slowly given them blessings.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
预先所定下的人又招他们来。所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
And those he predestined, he also called; those he called, he also justified; those he justified, he also glorified.
这是讲到神给我们基督徒将来所预备的荣耀。
That's how it talks about how God prepares us.
将来有一天我们看见耶稣，耶稣回来的时候，我们看见他，我们要完全改变，跟他一样。
Once we see Jesus again, God will change us into His glory.
圣经上讲到的天堂是真的。
The heavens in the Bible is true.
天堂比世界地球要好得太多了。
Heaven is a lot more better.
我们将来信耶稣的人将来都要到那里去。
Everyone who believes in Jesus will be in heaven.
我们要脱去这个犯罪的一切，再没有罪恶干扰我们。我们要像神的，像耶稣基督一样得荣耀。
We will leave this earth and be holy like Jesus in the future.
保罗写这个罗马书啊，有一个背景。
The Bible it talks about some background of Romans.
保罗他很想要到罗马去传福音。
The background is Paul wanted to go to Rome.
当时的世界啊，要到罗马去，就好像我们今天要到非洲去一样，很远很远的，很难去的。
In those days, going to Rome is a faraway place to go.
他很想去，可是他都没有办法去。
He wanted to go there, but there's no chance to for him.
到后来。
Only later on,
他就把罗马书写下来。
He wrote about Romans.
他把他要传的道写下来。
He wrote about his message.
很有秩序的写下来。
He wrote it in
罗这个保罗是一个学法律的人。
Paul is a man of the law. He
这个法律最害怕就是有漏洞。
What the lawyers are afraid is to have loopholes.
所以保罗的思想是非常的周密的。
So the Paul's thoughts are very complete.
他学过法律，他的思想很严密，他写罗马书写得很完整，一点的漏洞都没有。
Yeah, when he writes in a very complete a book, the book of Romans is very complete.
我读大学一年级的时候。
When I was in college, first year in college,
我也是学法律。
I'm also a law student.
我们法律系的教授就告诉我们。
The professor in law.
在美国有一些 law school 法学，大学的法学的 law school 那些 student 老师要他们读罗马书。
A lot of the professors in law would tell their students to read Romans.
所以那个时候，我虽然对罗马书还不太清楚，我就知道罗马书是一本非常思想非常严密的一本书，一点漏洞都没有。
Even though I didn't know much about Romans, but I knew that is a book that has no is foolproof, it has no loopholes.
他写这个罗马书就是要把他的从神领受的信息完全都告诉这些在罗马的人。
He wrote Romans is to tell the whole story without any holes.
我们今天这些基督徒，我们要感谢神。
As a believer, we should be thankful.
罗马，保罗当时非常想要到罗马去传道。
Paul really wanted to go to Rome to.
他不能去。
Preach the message, but he couldn't.
我不晓得他的困难是什么。
I'm not sure why he couldn't.
到现在我们就知道，感谢神，他当时有困难不能去。
I'm thankful that he couldn't go to Rome at the time.
因为他不能去，所以他把它写下来了。我们今天才能够看罗马书。
Because he couldn't go, that's why he wrote the book of Romans.
假如他能够去，他就到那里讲道，他就不会写罗马书。
If he could have gone, he would not have written Rome.
有些时候，我们心里面很希望做一些事情，做不到。
Lots of time we want to do certain things.
我们接受难过啊。
But we couldn't do it. We feel bad.
可是我们要信靠神。
But we must trust in Christ.
神让你遇见一些困难，有些事情不能做，以后你才会知道，原来有一个很好的目的啊。
Yeah. Many times God wouldn't allow us to do the things we wanted because there is a reason for it.
我们今天读罗马书，我们真是心里快乐。
When we read the book of Romans, we're very
他在罗马书里面第一就是讲到人都被定罪了。
The first thing that he talks about in Romans is man has been condemned.
在罗马书第一章里面他讲到有一些的人他明明知道神他却不敬畏他。
He talks about how people have known God, but they do not worship him.
他知道神他却不把他当作神。
They know him, but do not worship him.
有些人很骄傲啊。
Some people are very proud.
这世界上哪里有神呢？
There is no God.
假如有神我不是神那神还算什么呀？你看这个话多骄傲啊。
If
there's a God and I am not God, what is God about?
Okay.
骄傲的不得了，这些人骄傲的太厉害了。
They're very proud people.
世界上很多这样的人。
There's many of these kind of people.
有一些人，他们拜各样的偶像。
Many people have worship idols.
我们中国人，在中国大陆，在台湾有多少的庙啊，多少的偶像啊。
In China or Taiwan, there are many temples of idols worship.
还有一些人在罗马书第一章里面讲到人犯这个同性恋的罪。
There's also in the first chapter of the Romans, talks about the...
罗马书是2000年以前写的，那个时候就有同性恋了。
It was written 2000 ago, but there is homosexuality already mentioned.
可是他们不敢讲出来。
But they didn't want to
talk about it. 他们那个时候还有一点羞耻心，不敢讲。
There's shame at the time.
现在人不一样了。
But people are different now.
现在人同性恋很大胆呢。
But now all the homosexuals are very proud of themselves.
在旧金山有同性恋游行啊，男的女的啊，都在游行，他觉得很光荣。哎呀，多么羞耻的事情！他们犯同性恋的罪。
They're very shameful acts, but yet these homosexuals are very proud of themselves now.
在罗马书第一章里面，讲了这许多的罪呀、啊，讲到神非常不高兴。
There's many sins that's mentioned in the book of Romans that God is not happy about.
神发怒。
God's anger.
神说这些人一定要受到刑罚。
God says these people have to be punished.
有些人一直犯罪不肯悔改，到后来神就任凭他们了，不管他们。
People have been sinning and not repenting, so God will just let them do whatever they did.
在罗马书里面记载，第一章里面记载有21样的罪恶。
In Romans chapter 1, talks about 21 sinful activities.
在那些拜偶像、同性恋以后，还列了21项的罪恶。
After idol worship and homosexuality, there's more sins mentioned.
每一项的罪都有很清楚的意思，我没有办法详细的讲。
There's many different sins that's been mentioned.
有一些人有一种贪婪的罪，贪心的罪。
There's
greed.
There's some are greed.
他们没有办法按照正常的轨道得到他们想要的东西，他们就不顾诚实、羞耻，也不顾法律去得到，
yeah,
那就是贪婪。
Yeah, that is greed when you are getting something that you're not supposed to be.
有一些人有嫉妒。
Some people have jealousy.
看见别人得到好处，他都不高兴。
Some when see people are getting some good things, they're not happy.
还有些人凶杀。
Some people are murderers.
不仅是讲到行为，也是讲到心里面那种对人的仇恨。
Not the only the act of murder, but murdering from the heart.
我听说，在我住家的附近不远的地方，有一个中国的丈夫把他太太杀了。
We have a neighbor close by who his husband that killed his wife.
我心里想，这个丈夫跟他结婚几十年的太太，他怎么能够打 枪打在他的头上把他杀，怎么打得下去啊？
I was thinking, how can a husband's been living with his wife for so many years and still killed his wife?
但是那个圣经上也讲到诡诈。
The script talks about 诡诈。
不用这个正常的诡道去达到他的目的。
Deceitfulness, not using proper methods to gain.
还有一些人毁谤，就是说人的坏话。
Some are more for malice.
公开的评级人。
Gossip and slanderers.
还有一些人在背后说人的坏话。
Some are talking back in the back.
第一种人，别人还可以听得见，还可以跟他解释；第二种人，人完全没办法解释，在背后讲的。
Some are talking bad things about in the back.
还有一些人怨恨神。
Some people are God haters.
他们觉得神是他们和他们所喜爱的那些东西中间的一个拦阻。
Those are ups,
hindrance.
Hindrance. Okay.
他们所喜欢的东西，因为有神挡在那里，他们不能够去做。
Because there is a God, so they could not do the things they wanted to do.
他们希望有一个世界是没有神的。
They wanted a place where there's no God.
哎呀，他们说，假如没有神，我们多么自由啊！
If there's no God, I'm so free.
为什么人反对神呢？因为他讲到圣经里面讲到有一天神要审判人。
为什么why is the people hate God? Because God says that one day they will be punished.
我怎么能够被他审判呢？
How can I be punished by him?
我怎么能够容忍有这样的一个神存在呢？
How can I have a God who punishes me?
哎呀，他们的罪太多了，我没办法详细的讲。
There's too many sins in this world.
所以圣经上就讲到人是被定罪的。
Yeah, so God, so the Bible talks about the
罪恶就成为我们世界上人一切的痛苦的来源。
That's the source of our evil.
我曾经听人讲过这几句话。
Sometimes I've heard this.
他说世界上没有一双眼睛是从来没有流过眼泪的。
There's no eyes that have never wept.
没有一张口是从来没有叹息过的。
There's no mouth that has no sighing.
世界上找不到一颗心是从来不知道什么是痛苦的。
There's no heart that you can find that has no, does not.
当一个人在流眼泪的时候
，when somebody is crying，
你不必问他为什么。
You don't need to ask why.
Tear is an international language. 一个人流眼泪，无论他是哪一个国家的、哪一个种族的人，你都知道他难过。
When somebody is crying with tears, you know that he is suffering.
人犯罪得到这样的结果。
When people sin, this is the result.
神要来救我们世上的人。
God wants to come and save us.
在四福音书里面
，In the four Gospels,
马太、马可、路加、约翰
，Matthew, Luke, John，
讲到耶稣降生，讲到耶稣在世上做的事情、说的话都记下来。
They recorded all the doings of Jesus.
最后讲到耶稣被钉在十字架上。
Lastly, talk about the crucifixion.
他并没有讲耶稣为什么被钉十字架。
They don't talk about why he was crucified.
保罗写罗马书就告诉我们。
When Paul writes in Romans, he tells us,
耶稣钉十字架是为了你和我的罪。
When Jesus died on the cross, it's for you and me, the sin of you and me.
他是代替我们。
He is to replace.
在福音书里面没有讲到这些，他到罗马书里讲出来。
In the gospel doesn't talk about what this talks here.
把耶稣的死跟我们连在一块了。
The death of Jesus is connected with us.
不但是讲到耶稣死了，也是讲到耶稣过了三天又复活了。
Yeah, doesn't only talk about the death, but also talks about the resurrection.
在罗马书里面告诉我们，耶稣的复活也跟我们有关系的。
In Romans, it also talks about the resurrection.
因为耶稣复活了，有一个新的生命。
The resurrection is also.
我们信耶稣基督，我们的罪就可以得到赦免，因为他代替我们受了刑罚。
When we believe in Jesus, we because of his suffering on the cross,
这完全是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
这个完全不是人的功劳。
This is not people's
我们没有一个人我们可以赚得这个救恩。
We cannot never earn this salvation.
这是神白白的赐给我们的恩典。
This is God's grace freely given to us.
因为耶稣死了，我们不必受死的刑罚。
Because of the death of Christ, we.
耶稣复活了，表示说我们信耶稣以后，我们有一个新的生命在我们里面，圣灵进来，让我们有新生命，我们可以活像耶稣活一样。
When Christ resurrected, we have this new life from Him, so that he can live in us.
人类几千年以来一直是想要做好事情，能够得救。
For thousands of years, man wants to do good things.
中国人有很多佛教徒。
There's many Buddhists in China.
他们都是说要做好事情。
They all want to do good things.
他们要修桥铺路。
They want to pave roads, build bridges.
他们说是要积功德。
They talk about
earn merit. 到了庙里面要去烧香，要跪拜。
Goes to the temple, need to worship, to give worship.
而且他们很虔诚的，有些人跪在地上，走几步又跪在地上。那些西藏那些人呢，跟虔诚的不得了。
Yeah, they also very faithful. They do that very often.
我在飞机场有些时候看见回教徒跪在那里祷告。
Sometimes at the airport, I see the Muslims pray.
在 shopping mall 里面也看见。
Also in shopping malls.
他们规定说一年一天几个时段，一定到了时候要面对某一个方向，然后在那里拜。
Yeah, they have to pray often to looking at the direction of they're supposed to be looking at.
据说这些回教国家的这个航空公司。
Looks like the airlines from these countries.
他每天飞机飞到某一个时间的时候，本来我是朝这个方向飞的啊，我要到 Tokyo 朝这个方向飞。到某一个时间呢，他要转一个方向，暂时朝这个方向，因为他们回教徒要朝这个方向跪下来。
Some of these Muslim airlines, when they're going to a certain direction, but when it's time to pray toward Mecca, they will have to.
他们非常虔诚。非常虔诚。
They're very faithful.
可是圣经上告诉我们，人得救不是靠着自己做好事情得救。
But Romans talks about that we do not get saved because what?
我们得救完全是靠着耶稣基督死在十字架上。
Our salvation is in Jesus.
而且不但是耶稣为我们死在十字架上，他从死里复活，他的新生命借着圣灵的来临住在我们里面。
Not just he saved us, but he also lives in us.
我们讲到第一点，人是被定罪了。
First, we talked about condemnation.
第二点讲到 justification, 称义，就是讲到耶稣替我们死了。
The second point is justification, is how Jesus
died for us. 第三点讲到 sanctification, 讲到成圣。那成圣什么意思？就是讲到耶稣活在我们里面，他活在我们里面，我们就成圣了。
The third point is sanctification. What does that mean? It means that Jesus lives in us to empower us to do what is right.
我们称义是因为耶稣替我们死了。
We're justified because Jesus died for us.
我们成圣是因为耶稣活在我们里面。
We are sanctified because Jesus lives in us.
我们信耶稣以后，我们怎么样抵挡罪恶呢？
When we trust in Jesus, how do we be obedient?
有一个人讲得很好。
Somebody says a very good.
当魔鬼在你的心门外叩门的时候
when Satan is knocking at your door.
我们信耶稣以后，当魔鬼在你的心门外叩门的时候
when we're a believer in Jesus, when the devil knocks on your door.
你不要去开门。
Don't open the door.
你让住在里面的耶稣去开门。
You allow Christ to open the door.
当耶稣把那个门一开的时候，魔鬼看见耶稣，魔鬼就说：“对不起，我找错了。
”When the devil sees Jesus opening the door, he will say, "Hey, I have the wrong house."
I have the wrong house. Yeah. 他就逃走了。
He runs away.
我们成圣就是说让耶稣活在我们里面。
How to be sanctified is to ask Jesus to live in you.
我们本来凭着自己活，我们就是很自然的，就是犯罪。
if we live by ourselves, it's easy to sin.
成圣有三种的讲法。
Sanctification, there's three ways to.
第一就是向罪死，向神活。
The three ways to define sanctification: one is to die to sin and live.
Live before God.
Live before God.
向罪死了，向神活着。
Yeah, die to sin and live for God.
第二个解释怎么说呢
？The second definition.
我们从亚当，从我们的始祖亚当里面出来，进到基督里面。
The second definition is to leave the old Adam into the new Jesus.
Very good. 第三个意思就是说
，The third definition.
从前我以老我自己做中心，现在我以圣灵。做中心。
The third definition is before I live in the old nature, but now I live in the new image of God.
神救我们不是单单把我们这些有罪的人算作没有罪。
Sanctification does not just mean that God saved us and count us blameless.
好像在法庭里面审判完了以后，明明这个人有罪，法官说他宣判无罪。
It's not like the judge where you're at the court, at the jury, and say that the judge says that you have no more penalty.
No more penalty. You're innocent.
You're innocent.
没有罪，不是单单说算作没有罪，而且神是第三步，让我们诚实，让我们真正的能够胜过罪恶。
Yeah, it's not just that we have no penalty, but we need to overcome sin.
那救恩的最后的目的是什么呢
？So what's the end result?
这个最后的目的就是神让我们这些信耶稣的人，神将来要带我们到一个荣耀的地方去。
Yeah, the purpose of what's the ultimate purpose of salvation is God is going to go.
神要我们这些信耶稣的人都成为神的儿女。
God wants those who believe in Jesus to be children of God.
神的后世英文叫做 heir, God's son and God's heir, 神的后世意思就是说他的产业都是我们的。
So what it means to be heir of Christ, of God is means all the inheritance.
我们将来都要跟耶稣基督一同作王。
In the future, we'll be kings with
我们要和他一同享受荣耀。
We will enjoy the glory with him.
天上千千万的天使都是我们的用人。
All the angels in the heavens will be to our bidding.
所以我今天讲四个要点。
So today I'll
talk
about 4 points.
就是我得罪了神。
The first is condemnation.
第二，称义就是耶稣替我死了。
The second is justification is Christ died for me.
第三，成圣就是耶稣替我活着，他活在我里面。
The third is sanctification is Jesus lives in me.
第四，得荣耀就是讲到我们和耶稣和神合而为一了。
The third is glorification is how Christ is in us to be glorified later.
在圣经一开头的地方讲到神创造人。
The first chapter of the scripture is titled God created man.
把人放在一个很美丽的花园叫做伊甸园。
And the story of creation, God put us in the Garden of Eden.
哎呀，人犯罪以后被赶出来了。
But unfortunately, because of man's sins, God kicked them out.
在圣经的最末了。
At the end of the book of
Revelations.启示录讲到另外一个漂亮的花园。
It talks about another beautiful garden.
那个 garden 的名字叫做乐园。
The garden is
paradise. Paradise. 我们从伊甸园里被赶出来了。
We have been kicked out of Eden.
神给我们开了一条路，我们将来可以进到 paradise.
God gave us a way so that we can provide a way so we can go to paradise later.
几年以前有一个好朋友从波士顿来访问我们。
A few years ago, a good friend came to visit me.
哎呀，没想到他送给我们一个这么贵重的礼物。
I didn't know they're giving us a good, precious gift.
一个 iPad.
Expensive iPad.
Expensive, very expensive. Yeah. 哎呀，我们怎么好意思收这么好的礼物呢
？How can I accept such a good gift？
郑师母很喜欢这个 iPad。
My wife really enjoys iPad。
我倒不那么喜欢。
I'm not too excited about。
我觉得，我的 computer 比那个 iPad 大得多。
I like my computer because it's big screen。
我的那个 television 比他那个大的更多。
My television is much bigger screen。
所以我喜欢看电脑和电视。
I like to watch using the computer to watch TV。
我不大喜欢 iPad。
I don't like iPad。
我太太郑师母她很喜欢。
My wife really enjoys iPad。
她常常坐在后院里面呢，wireless， 不要插电线，坐在那里可以听唱歌，她喜欢听唱歌。
She likes to listen to music through the iPad。
她喜欢听那些中国那些什么什么什么中国好声音啊。
Yeah, she likes to listen to singing programs in Chinese through the iPad.
iPad. 有一天呢，我也听见他在那儿，看见他在那儿在听唱歌。
Other day, I was listening with her.
有一个很有名的中国的男的，哇，很会唱的，他在那儿唱歌。
There is a very famous Chinese singer.
他是唱得很好。
He sings very well.
我别的都没有听懂，我只听见最后一句。
I didn't really hear anything what he sings, but I heard one phrase.
Last sentence.
The last sentence
of the song.
Of the song.
那个最后一句是什么呢？
The last sentence is
很少很少歌是这么唱的。
Not many
他说
songs are like
我真是希望再活500年。
Oh.
你们有没有听过那个歌？
The last sentence says that I really like to live another 500 years.
Another 5 years. 500 years.
500 years.
我真的喜欢再活500年。他唱得很激动啊。
I mean, he's very excited about.
哎呀，我听了以后我就觉得，你猜我觉得怎么样？我觉得很好笑。
I find it very funny.
我说我信耶稣不是再活500年呢。
When I believe in Jesus, I don't really care about 500 years.
I don't really care about 500 years. 真的，500年我算什么呀
？That's 500 is nothing.
你说永生比500年多少年
？Well, eternal life, how does that compare to only 500 years?
我们中国皇帝很了不起，说万岁爷说过。10,000 years. 那个皇那个皇帝下面的小王，也就是千岁爷，要 1,000 years. 哎呀，以前我们小时候也在那里，这个我们是在台湾呢，跟在大陆不一样。你们是毛主席万岁，毛主席万岁。我们是蒋总统万岁，蒋总统万岁。
Yeah, in Taiwan, I was a student. I used it's not unlike the Chinese, where is.Chairman Mao, 10,000 years, but it's Chiang Kai-shek, 10,000 years.
对呀，我小时候都是这样喊的。
I always do that when I was a kid.
你知道蒋介石活了几岁吗
？Do you know how old did Chiang Kai-shek live?
你知道毛泽东活了几岁吗？
How many years did Chairman Mao live?
千千万万的人跟他讲 10,000 years, 万岁万岁万岁，他们听得都很高兴啊。
They all feel very good because everybody's telling them that they live 10,000 years.
蒋介石很注意营养啊，他活了88岁。
Chiang Kai-shek was very into health, but into healthy food, but he lived 88 years.
那是很长寿了。
That's
毛泽东乱吃乱到处乱吃，他活不到88岁。他活了几岁？大概活不到88岁，83岁，83。
Chairman，
76 76 years。你看这些，83，一个是88岁，一个是83。
Okay.
他们都是享受最好的最好的生活环境，这个居住环境，营养好的不得了。哎呀，我有一次看这个枪开戏的这个 doctor list， 他的心脏科医生是什么？牙齿的医生是什么？耳朵的医生是什么？眼睛是什么？ 皮肤的医生是他，他十多个二十个医生都是台湾最好的。毛泽东大概也是这样，可是他们只活了几十岁。
But these political leaders, they all have very good doctors and good environment and food to help them to be healthy, but they only live in their 80s.
感谢主，我们信耶稣。我不喜欢那首歌 ，I want to live 500 more years. 这太少了。
I'm grateful that I don't like that song because I 500 years is too little for me.
Too little, too little. 我就看不上那个500年。
500 is nothing.
我相信圣经。
I believe in the Bible.
我相信我们信耶稣的人有永生。
We believe that God gave us eternal
life. 这个都不是我们凭自己。做什么好事情换来的？不是。
It's not because of our good doing.
都是神的恩典。
It's God's grace.
我想我讲完了。
I'm done.
我要谢谢 Dick.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for
Thank you.
sharing.
我们大家一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父。
Our Heavenly Father.
感谢你给我们预备这么宝贵的救恩。
Thank you for such a gift of grace to us.
你差遣你的儿子耶稣基督到世界上来。
You sent your son to on this earth to us.
为我们吃了多少的苦啊。
And you suffered for us.
为我们死在十字架上。
To die on the cross.
你的爱向我们显明出来。
Your love have demonstrated your love to us.
我们知道我们有罪，我们应当受刑罚。
We know we have sinned and we Or need to be punished.
你代替我们。
But you have substituted.
你不但是算作我们是没有罪。
You do not just justify us.
不但是帮助我们成为圣洁。
You also help us to become holy.
你还要让我们享受永远的荣耀。
我们
实在不配。
We do not deserve.
实在不配。
Do not deserve.
一个该受刑罚的罪人，居然成了神的孩子。
One is condemned, but yet to be a son of God.
有一天，我们要和神一同坐在宝座上。
One day we'll sit on the throne with you.
感谢你的大恩典。
Thank you for your grace to us.
我们中间很多人已经相信耶稣，已经得到了这个大的救恩。
Many of you are believe in Christ.
我想要问一下。
Like、
我们大家都低着头啊啊！我想要问一下，我们中间已经信了耶稣的，已经信了耶稣的，已经受过这个敬礼的、水礼的，已经受过的，请你摇一摇手好不好？已经受过的，很好，很多人，很多人。
Those who are in your
谢谢你们。我再问一下，刚才还没有举手的，你还没有信耶稣，你还没有受过洗礼、敬礼，还没有。你今天愿不愿意凭着信心接受耶稣这个宝贵的救恩？他为我们预备的，我们就是简单的相信就可以得到。有没有人愿意相信的？还没有举手，刚才没有举手，现在你愿意相信，请你举一个手，我看看好不好？有没有？你以前还没有正式的表示相信耶稣，你还没有受过敬礼、水礼。你今天愿意相信的有没有？请你举个手给我看看。曹妈妈，你愿意相信吗？你举个手。好，很好。还有哪一位？你好，那边有一位。好好。哎，这个神的救恩是白白的给我们的，可是我们必须要接受。我今天要给你一个礼物，你就是不肯伸出手来接受，你还是得不到。你必须要愿意接受。神只要我们接受，神不要求我们做任何的事，就是接受。你愿不愿意接受？已经有两位举手，还有哪一位？你以前没有举手的，刘芳，你信了主耶稣没有？啊，你现在愿意接受吗？对，你愿意，你就可以举手，这是在神面前的一个表示，好不好？求神赐福你们。还有没有哪一位愿意的？啊 ，Are you willing to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Are you willing? 有没有人愿意的？啊？有吗？这位太太有没有？你愿意吗？愿意，请你举手，好不好？哎，你愿意吗？你是的，是的，很好。好，我们继续祷告。亲爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
感谢你让我们有福音可以传。
Thank you for your gospel.
假如耶稣没有为我们做这么多的事情，我们根本就没有福音可以传。
If we have not done anything, and we have no gospel, no message to proclaim.
感谢你，我们可以有福音传出来。
Thank you that we have the good news.
我们为有人有机会听福音，也要感谢你。
We also thank you for the opportunity to hear.
我们为这么完美的、完整的救恩感谢你。
We have such a complete story of your good news.
我们这些蒙了恩的大罪人，一个一个都感谢你。
We are blessed because of your message.
刚才有人表示愿意相信的。
Just now we have people wanted to raise to.
求你恩待他们。
Please be with them.
恩待他们，让他们的信心一天比一天坚定。
Give them grace and.
他们做了人生最重要的决定。
They have made the most important decision in their lives.
求主保护他们。
May God protect them.
从今一直到永远。
So from now till ever.
让他们一天比一天更靠近你。
Will they be closer to you every each day?
让这个小小的信心的。这个种子在他们心里面一天一天的长大。
May the seed of faith that's planted continue to grow.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to us.
奉靠耶稣基督圣名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.